Iran strikes back.
This barrage of Iranian missiles
targeting American bases in Iraq.
The president tweeted that, quote, all is well.
What next?
There's an opportunity here for both sides to de-escalate.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Iran follows through on its promise to take action after the deadly U.S. strike on the country's top general, firing ballistic missiles at two bases in Iraq that are home to American forces. CBS's Ian Lee is near one of them.
We heard two large explosions. Shortly after, we heard helicopters in the air, fighter jets in the air, creating a real tense situation.
President Trump tweeted last night, all is well, but the Pentagon hasn't commented on any possible casualties. CBS's Holly Williams continues our team coverage in Baghdad.
The missiles streaked across the night sky, shattering the peace at around 2 a.m. local time. Iran making good on its threat of revenge. The main target, Al-Assad base, covers an area of 25 square miles, and it's home to around 1,500 U.S. and coalition troops. To the north, Erbil Air Base has been critically important in the fight against ISIS.
I'm Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon. The damage assessment continues in Iraq. The Pentagon has had no comment on that or casualties, nor has there been any indication of a U.S. retaliation. More B-52s have been sent to a base in the Indian Ocean, but what happens going forward may depend on whether any Americans were injured or whether this was a sort of face-saving retaliation by Iran, leading to the possibility of de-escalation now. We're getting reaction from Iranian leaders this morning. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran with that.
Iran's supreme leader described the strikes as a slap in the face of America, but now they're waiting. The ball is very firmly in the U.S.'s court. After a meeting of Iran's cabinet this morning, I asked Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif about moving to reduce the tension.
It is up to the United States to now come to its senses and stop its adventurism in this region.
Inevitably, some hardliners led large crowds in chants of death to America as Soleimani was finally laid to rest this morning. But Iranians that I've spoken to are very worried. You know, they've been suffering badly from sanctions and they really dread a war.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where President Trump huddled last night with his war cabinet in the Situation Room. While the damage assessment was still underway, Mr. Trump cheerily tweeted, all is well, and so far, so good. It's being read as a sign the president is pleased there were no reports of American casualties, and many here in Washington now wonder whether he might be of a mind to de-escalate the tensions. That despite yesterday vowing he was prepared to impose severe consequences in response to an Iranian strike. Mr. Trump tweeted he'd have more to say in a statement here later this morning.
I'm Bill Rakoff.
This was an act of war.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News last night, not mincing words regarding the Iranian strike on U.S. bases in Iraq.
America first means to me, you kill an American, you're going to be the first one we come after.
But others, like Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, want to hit the brakes.
I think it's important that we consult with our allies in the region, that the president consult with Congress, and that he put forward a clear strategy for how to de-escalate this particular situation.
Weighing the impact of this response from Iran, CBS News contributor Michael Morrell. He's a former acting director of the CIA.
The Iranians have thousands of missiles. So the fact that they only did a dozen signals to me that they wanted to be proportional here, that they wanted to send a message that they don't want to escalate. In terms of the precision of missiles, Iran has all sorts of missiles. Some are precise, some aren't. Until we know exactly what kind of missiles they shot, I don't think we can answer the question about whether they deliberately tried to miss buildings and housing sites, etc.
There's chaos and carnage on the outskirts of Tehran after the crash of a Ukrainian jetliner that had just taken off from the main airport in Iran's capital. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from the foreign desk.
All 176 on board died. Officials say the crash was not connected with the Iranian missile strikes, and aviation expert Graham Braithwaite says the model of Boeing 737 involved was not one of those still-grounded MAX jets.
There's a lot of them. That generation of 737 has a really great safety record.
With U.S. safety investigators likely barred from Iran Pentagon investigators from some neutral country are expected to volunteer their services. Steve.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to begin President Trump's impeachment trial as soon as Speaker Nancy Pelosi releases the articles of impeachment that were passed by the House last month.
Set up, as you may recall, what could best be described as maybe a phase one, which would include, obviously, the arguments from the prosecution, arguments from the defense.
He says the question of documents and new witnesses pushed by Democrats will be addressed later. The Connecticut man now charged with murdering his estranged wife appears in court today. Prosecutors took the action yesterday, nearly 7 months after Jennifer Dulos vanished. Two others are charged with conspiracy. Now to Puerto Rico, where CBS's David Begno is checking on the aftermath of yesterday's powerful 6.4 earthquake.
Down power lines, buildings reduced to rubble, cars crushed beneath crumbling foundations. It looked as though some areas had been bombed.
I don't know, like something exploded.
We found Samantha Cortez and her family at the shelter set up outside the Guanica Coliseum. First responders were handing out water. They provided medical care and dispersed cots for the hundreds of people who slept here overnight.
Well, the quake is the strongest to hit the island in about 100 years. Officials say there have been hundreds of quakes and aftershocks since the beginning of this year. Magnitude 4.5 earthquake hit an area 30 miles from Iran's only nuclear power plant. No reports of any damage or casualties. Two people killed, five others rescued in an avalanche in the Silver Mountain Ski Resort just south of Kellogg, Idaho. Searchers working late into the night to see if others were trapped. Well, nearly every taxpayer's asked the question around tax time, will I get audited by the IRS?
Your chances of getting an audit of your income tax return is down again. This is according to the latest figures from the IRS, which audited less than 0.5% of personal returns in fiscal 2019, down from 0.59% in 2018, and the eighth straight year of decline. Tax experts blame years of cuts in the agency's budget, along with the heavier workload. It's believed the lack of auditing is costing the Treasury billions of dollars annually. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Author Elizabeth Wurtzel has died of breast cancer at 52. She wrote the blockbuster book Prozac Nation in 1994 about her battles with depression and addiction. The man who created the TV series Ugly Betty has died. Silvio Horta based it on a Colombian TV novella. He was 45. Variety says it was an apparent suicide. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.